would like to elaborate on two inyanim we had already learned. One inyan was the Gemara asked the Shaila, the Einish of Askeres for Bittul Torah. So the Gemara asked, Tenaikis Yerchichu, Tenaikis, why do they get Askeres? They're not Metzuvim Bittul Torah. So the Gemara answered, Shemavatlin Esavia. So we had mentioned that the Sfasemes asks, even though they're Mavatl Aviyim from Bittul Torah, so they're Goyrim Bittul Torah to their parents, but Al Kolponim, a Tinnik is Alav Barainish. So I found the Ramesh Zachainu Levroche in the Ha'oris asks the Shaila, and he wants to say a very interesting Chiddush. He wants to say as follows. And the Pasuk says that in Loi Berisi, Chukei Shamayim, in Loi Berisi, Yayma Balaila, without the Bris of Torah, the whole world would not exist. So he says, a tinnik that is Goyren, Bittul Torah to his father, so it is not only a private affair. It is Negeya Kiyam Ha'ila. Because the world exists on Limud HaTorah, so by being Goyrim that his father should be Mevatel Torah, so he's jeopardizing the Kiyam Ha'ilam. So the Tinnik is a din of a Roidev. So just like the Halacha is that a Roidev, if a Tinnik is a Roidev, one is permitted to kill the Tinnik. So therefore, that is why the Tinnik is Nena, als Roidev. That's what Chamoshe Zechein of Rocha says. I just don't understand if the chiyuv is al tzroidev, so I don't know why it's ba'askere. Askere is an oynish of bittul teire. The Gemara was magdir that this oynish comes of bittul teire. Als bittul teire is a lav baronshin. You have to get rid of him. He's dangerous. But I don't understand why it is ba'askere. Another ha'ore I saw, we had mentioned that the Sfas Emes asks, we had a maise that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai were speaking about the actions of the Roimiyim. If they were good, if they weren't good. So the Sfas Emes asks on the law of Leisichonim, Leisiten Lamchein, one should not praise a goy. Amayshe Zechein Elvacha also asks this, and he wants to say the Isser is only wherever Chazal bring down the sis, it's only on Yechidim. One should not praise Yechidim, but a Malchus doesn't go into this Issa. Then Teich HaDvorim, he wants to explain what was pshat in this Shmuz, that Rabbi Yehuda praised the Raimiyim, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi disagreed with him. We're speaking about the Gedolei HaTanoim. They didn't have time to Shmuz. Salkochacha was Negeya in Halacha. So he says, yes, it was Negeya in Halacha. The Shaila was, is there a Chiyuv of Akoras HaToiv to the Raimiyim? Rabbi Yehuda held, even though they're doing this, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai wasn't Machadish at its Shalai Lishma. Rabbi Yehuda also knew it was Shalai Lishma. But Rabbi Yehuda held, Afal Pikein, so it is just like by a Yidaz a Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. But if it has a Teiris Mitzvah, so Kaponim, since we are deriving benefit from the Roimiyim, through the Ksharim, through the Melchatzois, through the Shvokim, so Memele, we owe them Makoros HaToi. That was Rabbi Yehuda said. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai disagreed with him. He held, as the Gemara Baba Basra mentions, there's a difference between a Shaloi Lishmo of a Goy and of a Yid. A Yid does something, Shaloi Lishmo, there's a Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah also. He wants some benefit, but the Mitzvah doesn't become bottled in the Miyutai. By a Goy, Fakel Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, they're doing everything for themselves. It's like a Mitzasik. We're deriving benefit. But there's no Inyan of a Koras HaToiv for these Inyanim that they had accomplished. That was the machlokes, Rab Shimon ben Yochai and Rab Yehuda. And he brings down his son, Rab David, asked him, we see the pasuk says by the Mitzriim, Loitisayev Mitzri, ki ger ha-yisa ba-artsoi. And there Chazal tell us, and say Brachas Chazal tell us, they also meant L'Tayvosam. The Mitzriyim and Zichah, when they took in the Eden, they meant L'Tayvosam. Fafal Pikein, the Posik, Gera Yisa Ba'artoi, Shaho Yachsanoi B'Shas Atrak, where Epis indebted to the Mitzriyim, like the Sai of Mitzri. So Rav Moshe Zechayin Lebracha wants to answer that the Pasuk doesn't mean we're indebted. The Pasuk is speaking about in Hilchos Geiris, that for that Toive, they're Zeiche, that they're Shlishi Yavei B'Kal Hashem, but it does not mean that we're indebted to them. It doesn't have to occur as a Toive. I was thinking perhaps there's a difference between the Mitzriyim and the Raimiyim. The Mitzriyim Lemaise did a toive to Klal Yisrael. They gave them a schus knisa. They said they're allowed to go into Eretz, they're allowed to come into Mitzrayim. They gave them a kalka, they gave them, it was a direct toive to the Yidin. So if you do a toive to the Yid, even though the reason he's doing it, he has an ulterior motive, he has zichen zinin, he's doing it for the benefits he'll be able to derive, but Lemaise, he's doing a toive directly to the Yid. Here, when they're building the Melchitzois, this is only an indirect type. They're not building it for the Yidden. They're building it for themselves. The Gesharim is for themselves. Indirectly, the Yid has a type from it, and the Lemaisis, so could be, this is worse. So, if this is worse, so that's why it could be Rab Shimon ben Yechoi Taine, that there's no Inyan of Akoras HaTayv. Let us go further in the Gemara. When Rav Shimon ben Yechoi came back, Shama Rav Pinchas ben Yoel, really Chamui, the Gran Horovitz, as he was his father-in-law. The Novak La'ape, so he went, he heard his son-in-law came back. Aile Lebei Bane, he brought him into a melchot, have a ka'orich lebisrei. So he was, Rashi says, orich mesakin umachlik, he was trying to smooth out his boso, which had many cracks in it from the choil. Chozi the have a pili begufe. So he saw all the cracks and all the sores that were on his skin. Have a kabochi. So Rav Pinchas ben Yoyi started crying to see the tzoris that Rav Shimon ben Yochai was soivel all these years. V'konosri dimas einei, and the tears, the salty tears of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyi fell on the skin, on the raw skin of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. To metav cholai, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai screamed from pain. Omalei, and he told him, Rav Pinchas ben Yoyi told him, Oy li sher yisichach pekach, that I have to see you in such a matzav. Amalei ashrecho sher yisani pekach. Ashrecho, that I take it was a difficult matzav, but I was zoiche to be in this matzav. Shil molei roi yisani pekach. If I would have not suffered so much, so this aliyah in Ruchniyah that I was zeicher came about only through the difficulties I had encountered in Gashmias. The mikorika v'makshe Rav Shimon ben Yochai kushe, the beginning before this whole maisa Rav Shimon ben Yochai estakashe, have a mefarik le Rav Pinchas ben Yochai treiser peruki. Rav Pinchas ben Yochai could answer the kashe with 12 terutzen. L'soif, after existing in the Ma'ora, in the Mesiras Nefesh, that he was soivul there, ki ave makshe Rav Pinchas ben Yoyi kushi, na Rav Pinchas ben Yoyi estakashe, ave mefarek lei Rav Shimon ben Yochai esrim ba'abo peruki. So he was able to answer 24 terutzim and Rav Pinchas ben Yoyi's kashe. Oma, the kitzer is back. Hoyul v'israche shnisse, since a neser occurred, I was zeicher to nisim. Ezel isk askin milse. So I'll make a tikkun for the shtot, for the city. Where do we see such an inyan? The sea by Yova Yaakov Shalem. Yaakov Avinu came back ואומר רב, שולם בגופי, שולם בממויני, שולם בתירוסי, ויחן אספני היה. So it was Mahane the year you did something לצרח רבי. So Memela, so Rav Shimon ben Yechoi held that he also should do the same. He should be Mahane the year. What is the Mida Keneged Mida? What does one have a Shaykhus with the other? So the Ian Yaakov says a Meir Dike Chiddush. He says that we learned before that if a person they do nisim with him. Nisim is an anhogil amayla min ateva. So menakim loim is the chuyoysa. To take away from the zochiyas. That means nisim is gewaldic, but you have to pay for them. It shouldn't be taken for granted. So the inyan to be made to the rabbin, lekach roi loi lesakin milse, kidei sheyeis chus Rabin Toli Boy. So now he's, the treasury is 3/4 empty already. I mean, his chusim have been used up to pay for the nisim. So he needs chusim. So you need, you have in a short while, you have to gain a lot of chusim. So the mele to be mated to a rabin, you have in one pula, you have a tremendous koyach atova. You're being mated to many people. Gewaldike chiddush what the koyach of hatovah l'rabim is. Or he says another mahalach din Yaakov, or it could be the whole reason the Rebbein Shalom did this nes is kedei sheyuchal l'zakei sarab. A person isn't zeiche for nisim so easily. Therefore, when a person was zeiche, then the purpose is that he should become a klal mensch, that he should be oisik tzorchei rabim. The Bali Musa say the greatest chus in the Yom Adin is to be mated l'rabin. Then we don't look at his private affairs. We look at what he accomplishes. Al koponim, so Yaakov Avinu felt it necessary to be mesakin milse. What did Yaakov Avinu do? Vayichan es penei ha'ir omar rav matbeya tikin lehem. He was mesakin amatbeya. What was this Tikkun HaMatbeya? Others say the Tikkun HaMatbeya was that Matbeya had a tzura of Avodah Zarah, and he changed it. He said the Melech should be not Avodah Zarah, so he kashered the Matbeya. The Ben Yehuda brings up Pshat, the shame the night of Yehuda, that before the Matbeya was square, and he made it round. The purpose of this was not to chip it into the token machine. The purpose was to teach them that Ashiris is a galgal achoizer. You should know it doesn't remain by a person. It always it rolls. Panasa rolls from one to another. That was the tikkun gadol. It shouldn't rely on the matbeya. Ushmul amar shvakim tikkun lahem, that he made markets. So you see Yaakov Avinu that when he was zeichet to the nisim that tzola from Lavan and Esau, he made a takone for Shechem. So Memele, so Rav Shimon Yochai felt he had to do the same. Let us see Rashi. Pili Bikoyim, Sdokim, there were splits. Sores machmas achil because of the sand. The metapchel le Rab Shimon, the pain was, the skin was so raw, Rab Shimon started screaming, shadmois meluchim, because the tears are salty, umachiven asamake betrilosa. And it's painful. Askin milse keder shosa yakib, kshenitzel miyadeisa. Sholem begufei, shenitzrape mitzolatoi. Shalom b'teirosoi, shloi shochach talmuta mimnei teirech haderech, Rashi in Chumash says, shloi shochach bebeis lovam, tikalam divrei chen v'chanoya. That's vayichan. He did them a teire. It was, oli nire mi vayiken es chelkes asod de loshen tikan. He made a tikan in the shtot. So al kaponim, Rav Shimon ben Yochai felt obligated to make a tikan in the shtot also. Ama ike milse the boil is kuni. Is there something that I can do? Amru lei ike duchte the isbei safik tume. There is a area in the city that there is a safik tume. The islu tzara le kahanim la kufi. The Rashi says, she you oisei shuk shasofik boi moke mavo heir, she ho you oisei shuk, that street, that place, that there was a sofik tume, was mavo heir le rabin. Many of the bnei heir went through that place. The kahanim lo hoi yechoylem likonei shom, li bnei tume, the tzorich lahakiv derech acher orach. So they had to go around, they had to go through a long way, they had to avoid this street, and it took time. Tzara lekahanim lakufi. So can you do something to help the situation? Omar, ike inish the yodad is hazik kochatare. Is there someone here that knows that this mokim was once uzik for a mokim toil? So Rashi says, Ike di yodad is chazek taro bahay shuk mi yomo, shloi hoya beis akvoris gomu. That means this mokim was never a beis akvoris gomu, voloi niten lefanoisa. So, the vow we see from Rashi as follows. He wanted to know, if this was a beis akvoris gomu, so maybe there's nothing what he can do. One is not permitted to be mefane, to empty a beis hakvoris. But if this was not a beis hakvoris, by mikre, by accident, it occurred that some people were buried there, so then we can take care of it. I have a few ha'oris on this Rashi. Number one, Rabbi Kivega, the Shailas of Tshuva, Simen Mem Hei, Paskins lahaloche, if there is a beis hakvoris that is mazik a rabim, one is permitted l'tzayrech rabim, one is permitted to get rid of to move a whole beis hakvoris l'tzayrech rabim. So how does this stem with our Rashi? So we'll have to say that rabim, the kahanim weren't a rabim. There weren't so many kahanim. It was a Rishus a Rabbin, maybe it was Mava a Rabbin, but the only ones who suffered were the Kahanim. So Chayra, we have to say the Kahanim was not considered a Tzorech Rabbin. Another Ha'ore, Rabbi Kivega has a whole pupil in this tshuva, if the Kalke HaKever is also Bahano, and he has a whole tshuva, if one is permitted to walk over the kever, al Isar Hano, there's other shailas also. But there's one shaila of Isar Hano, that just like the tachrichim that a mace wears is also bano, the kalk of the kever he brings agos, ashri and mayat kotn also becomes also bano. So here's a whole pupil, that's an Isar Min HaTorah fellow, to walk over the kvorim al Isar Hano. So l'chayre, if it was also bano, so Memele, then it's Zichat Tzorech Rabbin. When people were using this place, so Zichat Tzorech Rabbin. Al Koponim, I really don't know exactly how Rabbi Kivega learned Pshat from this Rashi, but Al Koponim, it seems from this Rashi we see as follows. If it was once a Beis HaKvoris, then he would not shepherd with this mocking. If it was not once a Beis HaKvoris, so then he would try to fix this mokim. Amalaya hu sovo. So there was a Yiva Zokin there. He said, hey, this kan kitzeitz ben zakai tumisi tumi. In this place, ben zakai cut tumisi tumi. In this mokim. Now, there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is in Chulin, Daf Tezvov Amud Beis. And Tosfos says, kitzeitz does not mean min hamechuba. Kitzeitz means you can have a fruit, you can cut it up in pieces without cutting. Usually we're under the impression that kitzeitz is a lashon, you cut off from a tree. You cut off something that's attached. In Taisin brings a raya, that's what Rashi says in Chulon also, in Taisin brings a raya from our Gemara, that, kam kitzetz ben zakai trume se trume, you don't cut off trume. Trume does not grow on trees. You mafrish trume. So Taisin, so kochel pshat in the Gemara is that he had trume se trume, he used to cut it, he used to eat it, and he went in this mokim, so kaponim by says this mokim is not a beis hakvaris. Because it would be a beis hakvaris, he wouldn't bring trume in a beis hakvaris. So that is Taisin's right. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi holds in Chulin that kitzetz means that he was kitzetzet mina mechuba, he cut it off while it was growing. So Rashi has to say a ganze megillah over here. Kam kitzetz ben zakai, Rabbi Yitzchak ben zakai, shoslon, he planted a tree of trume, va'okron la'acha gidulon. But Rashi had a kah, how could you cut off trume? So therefore Rashi says he had planted Truma. We learned before, Gidulei Truma midrabona also has a shame Truma. So talking about a Truma de Rabona. So he once planted a Truma tree here of Trumasin and he cut it off. Truma say Truma, Atzriches l'shamron betare. You have to watch this. It's Truma midrabona. The gam, who are your koyin? Rashi just says that Rav Yechon ben Zaki was a koyin to the Marine of the Sefer de Pore. Masha so Yodai Shokhti, he was Masainan, that something he had participated, it seems, in the Maisa Pora, and he forgot how the Seder is. Masha so Yodai Shokhti. Al Kaponim, so this Zokain told over an Eidus that Rav Yechanan ben Zakai was Koitzit Tumasei Trum in this place, so that proves that Zichel wasn't a Beis HaKvoras Gomu. And so therefore, now something can be done. Ovad iyu nami hoch. So he also did the same thing. What did he do? So Rashi says, the Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. So Rashi says, Ovad iyu nami hoch. Hoyo mekatzeitz tumasin. He cut off tumasin. Umashlicham sham. And he threw them. V'nasa neis. And the nes occurred. What was the neis? V'tzof hameis b'mokim shusham. So the mace that was there, he tzof hameis. He floated up. He moved up a little bit. V'tzinu l'mokim akeva. They were metayin the mokim akeva. Ochim b'forish b'psikte the parshas ha'ime or b'seide zroim yirishalmi. That's how he was metayin. He was metayin with tumasin. Well, let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Avad yunami hochi kolechad avikoshi tarei. Every place that the earth was hard, he was metayer. Kolechad avirofi tainei. Wherever the earth was soft, he made a tzion that this is a kever over here. So how does this stem with Rashi? Rashi says it's a maisa with tzoch, and the Gemara says a maisa with kosh and rafye. So the Ben Yoyod explains that the mace didn't go all the way up. Just moved an inch up. But if you're moving an inch up, so a koch of the earth that was on top of it had to shake a little bit. So the mele was like a shtickle earthquake. So kaponim, so over the kever, so that earth became soft. So the mele, so there, where the earth got a little soft, he knew there was a kever. Where the earth was hard, nothing was happening, nothing was coming up. So the mele, so we knew that was toil. That's how he was Matthias. The Ritva asks Akasha, why did Lama Yaisa came with Talmusai Trume? Why did he do this with Talmusin? It seems that he did it also with Trume. He did because it says some of the Makairas Ovidiyu Nami Hochi. It seems he did what Ben Zakai did. Ben Zakai, there was he cut off from a Tumas tree. That was Truma. He also did the same thing. So he asks, why did he do this with Truma? He's making Nissan. How did the Nissan come with to Mosai Truma? But so the Emerson, the Ben Yayodo says, Fakel, because he wanted that the people should remember Yene Maise. That means people will see later. People will start talking that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Matai Rabbeis HaKvoris. So he wanted them to remember that Maisa. Because this Maisa was Oiske Paskin. This Maisa was done because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if you ask this Akainim, he ate it to Mosei Trumah. So he wanted to duplicate the Maisa of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the people shouldn't start talking that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Matayah Rabbi Sakvot. But exactly, if this was to Mosei Trumah, as the Ritva assumes, so I really don't know, there's another Shiloh over here. I mean, he's drawing it down and then Mason pop up, so how is he Nizza with the Kedusha's Tumah? I don't understand how you could do this with Tumah. Al-Koponim, Lamaise, he found the Kvorim and finished. He was mated to the Mokim. Omar Usobe, so this Zokim, after he saw what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had accomplished, ben Yoichoi Beis HaKvoris. So he said, this is not called an accomplishment, this is called the people who say you are Matayra Beis HaKvoris. Now, this I also don't understand. The whole Shaila was, from Rashi it would seem, the whole Shaila was this a Beis HaKvoris Gomo, v'loinitin lefanoi. So that was at least the whole Shaila. And Lamaise, Should we do something? Shouldn't we do something? So he told him it was once Becheskas Taira, so we see it wasn't the Meis HaKvoris Gomel. And after the Mason came up, so we saw how many Mason came up. I mean, the whole thing was 5-6 Mason and the whole Mokim. So you see, Klor is not a Meis HaKvoris. What, I don't understand how he criticized him, unless he said, people will say there was a complete basic quote here, and he only was Matayin a little. I really don't know Klo, and from what he did, we see Klo wasn't a basic quote. Unless they'll say that there was people say it was a basic quote, and he just found 5 quotes. So that's what they're going to say. Omalei, so he told him, Ilmalei, why are you saying Mom? You weren't with us. I had asked in the beginning if this is Shaykh to be Mitaya. Vafilu ha'yisa imonu. So if you weren't here, Mimela. Vafilu ha'yisa imonu v'loinim nis imonu. Well, let's say if you were with us. But what I asked you didn't suggest, you didn't give a green light that it's possible to be Mitaya the smoking. Yofa ata ima. But good. So Mimela said people will talk. It's not the correct thing to do. But now you were with us. Because you agreed, you were the one that gave the green light. I was claiming, should I do it? You said no, because in the Meister of Yechlem and Zake, we see, was not a basic quality. Now you're saying, Paker. Yaimru. So people will say, Amoyu de Kechil Hashem. Zainais, Mefal Chasais, Zu Ezu. Zainais amafarchesu is, what does that mean? Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ayisa b'maimed, when imnes is kamtol the datein the liyus min aminyin, fafarchesu ezu ezu, as seyo chavet aliyah is noy. They didn't have good mirrors at those times, so one zain used to come to the other zain that she should fix her hair. Fine. So now you have to understand why this is competition. Each zayin is competition to the other one. So why is zayin is mafarchas ayzu ayzu? Each one hates a competitor. So why did they do it? So the Nachlas Yaakov says, but there's another chesed. Eina chanami, she's a competitor, but if she has a chesed like this, there'll be a ribui zaynis in the world, so there'll be a gewaldige business of znus, so eventually we'll gain from it. So that means she looks away from the competition, looking at the tachlis. The tachlis can die even to help a competitor if the tachlis will be a ribui znus boila. Talmidei chachamim leikoshke. Talmidei chachamim, one should zicha help the other. Now you're undermining what I said. Others bring from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan that he said pshat and posik. Kol v'roit feizima. The roit feizima became non. And that's what you come into zima. Umeteirosna comes with inyan teira. Rachokol dovel. The Bnei Torah are far away one from the other. They don't cooperate one with the other. Al Kaponim, Itan is a Gevaldik Echilu Hashem. What you're doing Before Zoya, now you're criticizing. It's a gewaltige Chilul Hashem. Yoyiv ve'enei v'noch nafshe. So that took care of him. Novak l'shuke. So this was could be in the Beit Medrash. Then he went out in the shuk. Chazya l'Yehuda ben Geirem. Now he saw Yehuda ben Geirem. He was the one that made this whole Geratchke. Omar Adayin Yesh Lozeboilo. You're still around. Nosan boy eina vaso gal shalatom. So that's the care of Yehuda ben Geir. So what does Rashi say? Gal meyatzomeis kemei shenirkav besorai. He became like a mace that his skin, the meat became rotten, v'nofal mizman harbe. He looked like a mace that was dead for many, many years. The Ben Yayod explains why did he make him a gal shel atzomis. So he explains as follows, because this was Beshuk. Now, Beshuk, we have to realize there were goyim there. Now, you're going to see someone dead in the middle of the shuk, and that's all you need. So the goyim, the raimim will see there is something dead, someone killed him, and the yid will get in trouble. So when he wanted to take care of him, he wanted to make sure that he looks, that he's been there for 10 years already. So no one will be choshed that he got killed right now. It's very interesting that when it came to Ishver, and Ishver had so much tzar and his difficult matzah, he said, how would I look without it? Look how much ruchnis I gained. When it came to Yehuda ben Geirem, there was a different chesed. He was al kapone v'aytachos vi nisht vi. He was geirem and tzar, and perhaps the way we can understand the ma'aser was l'teivah say should be nemish on this world, they shouldn't be nemish la'osid lover. Let us see Tosfos. Alamed gimel amed beis. Hachi goz chaveinu tam, ola chav yudah ben geirem, v'sipa dvorim, v'nishmu l'malta. So Tosfos gives him smicha. Rebbe Yehuda ben geirem. V'yesh svarim shekosov behem Yehuda, v'einir l'rabbeinu tam. You can't call him Yehuda. Damrine perikam v'damoyit potten. Kav miftri Rab Yehuda ben Geirem v'Rab Shimon ben Chalafta v'Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. When these two Talmidim left the shir of Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, Omar le lebrei, so he told his son, Anoshim halolo anshei tzureheim. These are choshev people. Zil gabayo de livrochucho. They should give you a broche, help. So these were anshei tzure. Lichlal de gavre rabbe hoya. So we don't call him Yehuda ben Geirem, we call him Rab Yehuda ben Geirem. The Sayyid Shemaitel, like you're seeing in Gal Shalat Thomas, Balosh and Gnai, Ella, Noch Nafshe. Noch. That means Abu Kaponim, Mistomah, that is Pshat, so she should be Mekabal the Einish on this world. Finish V, who was Mesaviv, Eiroh, to Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, the Memele, is the Simchal Atadik Asay Mishpot. Simchal HaTzadikim as David put say mishpat at their belt to see Nochem is Gamzu Yechia. So Kaponim, so Rab Shimon ben Yechoi wanted to repay him Taka, not the Derech Mekome, but have, can say the Derech Toile. Oved Ihu Nami Hochi, now Tosfos does not learn this whole Maise of Rashi, that he did a Maise with Tumosim. Tosfos learns that he did a different maisa. Let's see the next place. Then we'll come back to this place. Kalecha na v'koshi tare. What did he do? Kedisa benida v'pere keisha. V'sanya omar Rab Yosi ben Shol. Maisa b'sela shoyim arzikim batume. There was a kalke, a hard kalke, that they were marzikim batume. Omalu avili sadina. So Rab Yosi ben Shol said, bring me some sheep. Heviu loy. So they brought sheep. Visharan b'mayim, and they soak the sheets in water. Uposu olo, and they spread the sheets over the ground. Mokim tume lach, mokim tahara nogay, mokim tume. The kanker was lach. That means the liquid that was in the sheets went into the karka, and the karka absorbed it. So what is pshat? Because that karka was not a karka psula, it was once dumped, because there was a kever over there. So the earth was soft, so it absorbed the liquid in the sheets, the water in the sheets. The memela, mokem tare, a place that never was dug, so it was too hard to absorb the water, so that remained dry. Nogel, so the karka remained dry. So this maise that Rabbi Yossi ben showed is, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai did the same thing on maise nisim. It was a practical oifen how to find out. So what is shat ovid ihu nami ohi? So what, how does, we're talking about, Biechem and Zaki with Tomosim, and Rashi went to Shabbos to the Hemshah. The Mephorosh Rabbeinu Tam, Kama Yaakov Avinu, the Tiki Mil. So Ovid Yud Ami Yoch, not he's going to do what Rabbi Yechem and Zaki did. He's doing what Yaakov Avinu did. Zok the Mishnah. Gimel Dvarim Tzorech Odom Loimer Besoich Beisei Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. A person should say three things before night, before Bein HaShemoshes, Eisartem, for you Matrish Maisres, Eiravtem, did you make the Erev, Adliko Asaneh, you should be Madlik to Neh, Tadasi Rashi, Imcha Sheikha. Why should he say it right before Bein HaShemoshes? So Rashi says, "Shem Yemayel Askira Miboid Yoy." If we'll tell them Miboid Yoy, Meisarta, Mirafta, Yivshu, Yoyim Radayin Yeshu. There's other things to do in the meantime. Meisarta, Mirafta. So Mameila, they won't listen to him, and then eventually they'll forget. They'll do it too late. So when it is right before Bein Hashmosha, so now he tells them, "Meisartem Peiris HaIlon Lesuda Shabbos." But you mafresh maisres from the peiros ha'ilon l'sude Shabbos, for the sude Shabbos. Sha'af achilas arai shel Shabbos keivas l'maisa. Achilas arai is also keivei l'maisa. The demrine b'mesechtes beye the Shabbos oinik ikri mikol shehu avi oinik. Now Rashi says here a ganza megillah. Now, let us say, L'chayre, you say, Poshav Shad, Yisartem, Stamazoy, Yimafrish Maisres, or Yimafrish Maisres. Rashi says, Aganza Maise, Peres Seilen, which is Achilas Arai is Mutter, and Shabbos is Kaveh, which we'll explain in 1 minute. Why didn't Rashi say, Poshav Shad? Yisartem, so we should have what to eat. So the Rishash and Ramosh and the other say Pshat, that, the Gemara says in Tochim Chazaka al Chavar that Einu Yaitim Tachas Yodei Dover Sheini Mesukim. That's not his wife's job. A Chavar Lamaise, if there's Tevel, so he's Mafresh, it's a Chazaka Gemura. And here we're speaking Tzorech Odom. Odom is the Hebrew name, not speaking about the Chazal Kolom an Odom, he's a Chavar. So he has to tell her he sought him. He should take care of it himself. Where were you? Netachazok al chavah. Sheni meitim itachas yodi dover sheni mesukim. That was Rashi's kasha. So the meila, so Rashi had a gevaldik etel. So we're not speaking about a dover sheni mesukim. It's not tevel goma. We're speaking about that these were peiris, that there wasn't even rias pnei abayis. It was peiris eilon. They're outside. We're going to eat them in the garden tomorrow, these peiris. Is a peiros ilum, which are not emissary tevel. And the mutter bechilas aroi. So the mailer, that's not his job. When it becomes tevel, so then he goes and is mafresh the tumis. But this is not tevel, it can become tevel dover. Achilas aroi is mutter. You don't have to be misakamit. But he has to tell them along this. He says, that's true, achilas aroi is mutter. But Shabbos, every achilas aroi has achshivis of kniyas. Because since you're Mekayim Oinik Shabbos with it, so it's called Choshuv, it's called an Achila Choshuve. An Achila Shel Oinik, which you Mekayim and Mitzvah Oinik, that's called an Achila Choshuve. So the Heta of Arai, I wasn't Mafresh Maisres till now because Betham does not hear. It's Mut Achila Sarai, but now Shabbos we might come to use it, so then then that's not his responsibility. Then he tells the Rebbetzin, and he says, Eiravtem, Eiruvei Tchumim, you make sure that the Eiruvei Tchumim is taken care of, the Chatzeres, and the Eiruvei Chatzeres. V'hani Trei Shaychi L'memrinu B'loshen Shaila. This is B'loshen Shaila, is a question mark. V'shem HaKvarosu, you can't tell them, so yes, them. Aber der Nähe, loi Shaykh, hat lo Kosso, de Dovan Ira la Ayinu. So there Pshat is, so here he sees that it's not burning. So there he tell, Hadliku, the Loshen Tzivui. Saltem Erastem is the Loshen Shayla. Hadliku es Aner, that's the Loshen Tzivui. He sees it's dark. He's right before Bein HaShemoshe. So Rabbi say, Hadliku es Aner. Again, the Ben Yehoyada says, Es Haner, the same deek we had before from Rabbi Kevega, because he also did something. He prepared the Ner. The Ner's prepared already. So now you have to, that's the husband's job. Hadliku Es Haner. Safik Hashaycha, Safik Eino Hashaycha. What if it is a Safik, if it is night, and if it's not night? That means it says, Man Bein HaShemoshe. So the Tosfos Chadashim asks a kasha l'chayr, it's repetitious. What is the type? Safik Hashaycha. What does Safik Hashaycha mean? It's Safik if it's night or if it's not. That's the type Safik Hashaycha. So what does he say? Safik Eina Hashaycha. That's the type Safik Hashaycha. Why does the Mishnah repeat itself? So the Megiyan, the Tosfos Chadashim says, Amuyim v'keshtik Torah, which the Samseif and Rabbi Kevega both enjoy. So he says as follows. That the Bemisin, there's two Bein HaShemoshes. There's a Bein HaShemoshes Friday night. There's a Bein HaShemoshes Mitzvah Shabbat. So Sofik HaShaykh is a Sofik, maybe it's night already. So the male, that's Sofik. Mitzvah Shabbat, it's Sofik, maybe it's still day. It's Sofik Einoch HaShaykh. So we're speaking about two different Zmanim over here. We're speaking about the Bein HaShemoshes of Erev Shabbat. And the Bein HaShemoshes of Mitzoy Shabbat, state in the Mishnah, Meir HaDikichidushim. These two Bein HaShemoshes, Ein Ma'asrin Es Havada. So in these two Bein HaShemoshes, if a person wants to be Mafresh Ma'asris, from Vadai Tevil, it's awesome. Ein Matbilim Es HaKelem. And one is not permitted to Tevil Kelem, Bein HaShemoshes. The Ein Madlikin Es HaNeiris. And one is not permitted to be Madlik Neiris Bein HaShemoshes. Both Bein HaShemoshes. Avol is a cooler. In both Bein HaShemoshes, Ma'asrin Es HaDemai. Demai, which is Sofik Tevil, one is permitted to be Mafresh Maisa. Ma'arvin, one is permitted to make an Eiris. That's the Gemara's going to ask Kakasha before we said you have to tell them I wrapped them before Bein HaShemoshes. V'toynen es hachamen. And hatmon is mutter Bein HaShemoshes. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Sofit Hashaycha. Kigoin Bein HaShemoshes. Sofit Hashaycha is Bein HaShemoshes. Ein ma'aschen es havada. So what is wrong in being mafresh tevil, mafresh meiser? So Rashi says, the tikun ma'al yehu. This is also als tikun mone. He's misakin. He is misakin the tvur. Before it was unedible, before it was tevil, and now he's making it edible. So midarabonan it is also zeru mishum tikun mone. Frekt Rashi aval gav de shvus baalma. This is not an emissary. This is zeru ato tikun mone. This is not a tikun mone over here. Kosova gozru al shvus aval bein hashemosh. There's Bemisin HaMachloikis Tanoim, it's Gozru al HaShvus Bein HaShemoshes, and perhaps Alpi Lomdis, we should say, you shouldn't be Goyza, because Bein HaShemoshes is a Sofik, and this is a Nisa Darabonan, so we should say Sofik Darabonan Lekula, as Ebon Tavshar Alam Ngezot. Al-Kaponim et HaMachloikis Tanoim. In this time, that this is Rashi's Ashtik Teire. So Rashi says, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, that Gozru al HaShvus Bein HaShemoshes. La Loche in Simen Shin Mem Bei, we paskin that a Shvus Bein HaShemoshes is Mutter. If there's a few tnoim, if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, or there's a Shal Doichik, or a hefsed gadol or a tzairit gadol. We matter a shvus bein hashmoshes, afilu a shvus not only a mila la'akum, but matter even a shvus of that he himself is doing a ma'isa shvus. He needs a shayfa. He has to climb a tree to get the shayfa. He's allowed to climb it bein hashmoshes. And he's over a shvus to rabbonim. Al koponim, so it comes out that this Rashi is not like that Tana. There's a Tana that holds like Gozra Shvus Bein HaShmoshes. But our Tana holds Gozra Shvus Bein HaShmoshes. And the Shvus is, this is a Tikkun, Tikkun Aliyah. Vein Matbila Mes HaKelim. What is wrong to the Toivul HaKelim? Aminami Shvus. Kedem Rinem Im Meseches Beye, the Nire Kim Mesakim Kelim. It's good because it was Tome. Now it was not usable. Now it's Toya. Ve'ein madlikin es haneiret. So here Rashi of Kahar Takasha was speaking about that a shvus, the gozl shvus bein hashmoshes. Now vada givis, one is not permitted to be madlik neiret. Rashi says, kolshken, yeah, ein hachanami. Sveika di reise, sicha des vesovik is at the reise. Vezu vein tzolot loy mezukta. Ein hachanami. Here we're saying that this is also one. The loyzami le mesakim, the roin amorat ve ma'asameh. So I think Rashi is telling us alumdis. And what the Rashi is schwer. The Reiva Maratim. Reiva Maratim Ahasrin. But the Maitre is also with the Rabbonon. So what? So why is the Leidomi Le Mesakim? So that's what Rashi is telling us alumdis. That the Mai is not an Isser in the Heft, nor a Mania on the Gavre. That means Tevel. It's a heft to the Isura. Tevel is also Ba'achila. So Memele, by being Matrish, Trumis and Maitris, you're making something that was also Ba'achila, Mutu Ba'achila. So that's called a Mesakim, that's called a Tikkun. The Mai, since Roiv Amarat and Ma'asrim, Chazal never said that this is Tevel. He never said that. They said, you should be Matrish, Trumis, it's in the Gavra, not in the Heftze. It's Ami in the Reviolei. We're not letting you eat it. This is not Tevel. But we're saying it's not Tevel, but you're not permitted to eat it. So Memela, this is not considered a Tikkun. So Memela, so that's what Rashi is saying over here. So this doesn't fall into the, so therefore it doesn't fall into the category of Tikkun, which is also Bein HaShemoshes. Upon the Vais Tachay, that's only Bein HaShemoshes, but in Shabbos Guf it's also, but upon them, that they asked Bein HaShemoshes. You tell them before Bein HaShemoshes to make the Erev. Become in the letter Sofik, and here it says that you'll have to make an Erev Bein HaShemoshes. The Taimnin es Achamin, and one is permitted to cover in order to retain the heat of the pot, one is allowed to put it nicely bekupish al muchin. One takes the pot and he puts it in a basket full of soft articles, liyis chaimam mishtama behem. That retains the heat. Ava mishach sheikha vadai, when it becomes vadai laila, ain't taimim behem, then one is not permitted to be taimim, even though there's no malach involved. Why to the Mephorish B'Gemara? Minna ani mil. So the Gemara says, how do you know this Indian, there's an Indian, Gimel Dvorim, Toch Adam Leima, B'Seich Beisei Erev Shabbos. How do you know, where do we find a remez for these three Inyonim? Omar Rabbi Yishuv and Levi Omar Kroh. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Yodato, Ki Shalom, Oy Holecho, Fakadito, Mevecho, Veloy Sechto. The Machlokes of the Shoinim Pshat, so let us say the easiest Pshat, the Roshas Pshat is follows. Viyadato, Ki Shalom, Oy Halecho, that's Hadlokes Haner. Because the Shalom Bayis, when Haner is burning. Fakadito, Mevecho, this is the Evo Vichateres, you should make sure, Mevecho, your Mokim is taken care of. It's a Ruvi Chateres, or a Ruvi Tchumim, you kind of shvis in that mokim, so you should make, your mokimis should be taken care of. Fakadito nevecho. Uloi sechto, ze tikkun maitris, sechto is a loshen chesov, nothing should be missing for any Shabbos. Uloi sechto, nothing should be missing. Shlo yechsar hamozim. So these are the three things that you're mechuyev to take care of. Omar Rabbi Barahune, Afogad Omar Rabbonon Shloisha Dvorim Tzorich Odom Loima. So even though Chazal said a person is mechuyev to say these three things, Tzorich Lememrinu Benichusa, but he should say it in a, I don't know, harsh manner, he should say it in a soft voice. That they should be mekabel, they should listen to what he's saying. Or start screaming, you won't accomplish anything. Or either they'll be too scared, they might come to be mekabel Shabbos. Tzorich lemrina b'nichusa. The Lashna Gemara is very shvel. Avol gavdom rabbono. Well, it seems even though the Mishnah says nitazot, avol gavdom rabbono, aber tzorich lemrina b'nichusa. The rabbono never said nitazot. He's saying pshat in the Mishnah. What's the avol gav? So the Ben Yehuda says, because maybe someone will be medayik, gimul dvorim, dibur is a loshen kosher. What's the difference between dibur and amire? It says gimul dvorim, so someone will be medayik, that will be, no, the Mishnah says gimul dvorim, so yikev hadin etaho, so start screaming, gimul dvorim. He says, no, even though it says gimul dvorim, it doesn't mean the shayvish of Gorm is not from the Loshon Dibur. It should be said benacha. Tzorich lemrina b'nichusa. Kechad ul kablina mina. Omar Rav Ashi ano lo shmili ho de Rabba Bar Avune. He didn't hear this member of Rabba Bar Avune. The kiyamti mitzvore. But I did it myself. So, the people modne here, the Ben Yodos also mevaya. I mean, where did Rabba Ravuna get it? I mean, he also got a mitzvore. So he had a svore. So the kiyamti mitzvore. So the Ben Yod explained that there was a difference. Rabba Bar Avuna held it necessary when they gave the chosen classes, he was mefasim this. Every husband has to know this. Omar Rabba Bar Avuna afagav the Omar Rabbonon, about tzorich lemrina b'nichusa, he was mefasim this halacha. Rav Ashi held it's not a halacha that halacha taka you have to know this. Myself, I felt that it's practical to do it. Kiyamti mitzvah. Myself, I held it's a good eitzah to do. But I didn't hold there was a halacha taka that one has to pass in this halacha. I'll upon him that's the oifen how the samira has to be said. Practical gemara. Hakufi kash. Amrit shloisha dvarim tzorich odom loyme b'seich beiter ev shabbos im chashech. The Mishnah says there are three things that one should say Erev Shabbos Imcha Sheicha. So Imcha Sheicha means before becomes Bein HaShemoshe. One has to say these three things to make sure they should do it then. Sofik HaSheicha, Sofik Einich HaSheicha, Loi. But in the Zman of Bein HaShemoshe, one shouldn't say it anymore because it's too late. Vohadar Toni, Sofik HaSheicha, Sofik Einich HaSheicha, Ma'arev. And later it says one can make an Erev by a Sofik by Bein HaShemoshes. Simin beguf yezimra tifra bechavlo denosa. This simin is, we're going to say, a member of Omar Abab, Omar Abchir Barashi, Omar Ab, the one who wants to remember all the places we have this combination, Rav Abba, Omar Abchir Barashi, Omar Ab, should know this simin. It's haguf ekashe, that's guf ye, zimra is in a different place, the Marshal Rechandais, all the makoimis that we have this memra of Rav Abba, Omar Abchi, Barashi, Omar Abba. Bekitza, so we have a kash. But the Gemara answer is loy kash. Kan be'iruvei techumin, kan be'iruvei chatzeres. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, im chashecho, mi bo'id yoy, one should say a rastem, when it's still day, v'yeshuhus, la'aser, u'la'aser, when there's still time to make an eruv. Eruv itchumim tikkun ma'aliyah. The Rashi says this is a tikkun ma'aliyah. Tasmachu rabbonon tchumin akroy. The rabbonon wa masmach tchumin akroy. Tafilu ma'ad yom etchumin de rabbonon kedem rinne be'erivin yalfinu mokim imokim umokim inisim. The Rashi means to say like this. The first of all, machloikis. Others hold tchumim deraisa. And if tchumim deraisa, yud beis milas a deraisa. Is that mechu rabbonon alpayim ame akroi. So they asked their alpayim ame, they were masmechit on the krov, yud beis mil. Vahilu man di yom et chumim de rabbonon, kedem rinim beirivin. The whole Indian of chumim is that the rabbonon who yud beizimil is also the rabbonon, abor is also an asmachte. Yalfina mokim imokim imokim imokim. So this whole Indian, that a person is not permitted to go chutz l'chum, there's a makir to this, a makir from the pasuk. And the mele, what is, Rashi says before, therefore, tikkun ma'aliyah. Very interesting lashon. So that's called his amesakim. Rashi, it seems, would be medame, eruvei tchumim, to maisa. Just like maisa is a tikkun, matvilin es akelim is a tikkun, nirikim mesakim. It is also a tikkun. Sasem says, what's the tikkun over here? Who are we being mesakim over here? And it would seem the tikkun is to the person. He's making the person a, that means before this person was unable to go the certain distance, if he was kainish vis over here, he only could go alpayim amma, to Meiref. He can't go more than alpayim amma. With the Eiref, he can now go another alpayim amma. So that's also called a tikkun. Enabling him to go another alpayim amma in one direction, it seems that's called a tikkun. The Ritva learns pshat that the Isser of Eruvei Tchumim is not al tikkun, it's al kinyan, he's koine shvise. He's koine the makim that where he puts the Eruv down, so it's considered that becomes his makim, so it's a gather of kinyan. So kinyan is also bein hashmoshi. That is Eruvei Tchumim, so Eruvei Tchumim is also bein hashmoshi. Now Eruvei Chetzeire is Tchum of Almu, Loimikri Shvisa Mal Yisse. The whole thing is a chumre, because it's nire. Eruvi Chatzeres means an area that's two Rishus HaYochids used together, even though it is also Rishus HaYochids, it looks like a Rishus HaRabim. So it's a chumre ba'alme, Loimikri Shvisa Mal Yisse. It's fake in the Bein HaShemosh Rishapo Domi. To make Eruvi Chatzeres, that what he's accomplishing, it's not called any tikkun. I call these mitzakim the mocking. So memela, this is mutabei neshmos. That is how Rashi says pshat. Let us see Tosfos loikashe kan beiruvei tchumim nira l'rabbeinu tam kepeira shakunter the beiruvei tchumim machmerino mishum this was mach min amikra. So this is machte kein peirish rabbeinu tamano b'chein yesh b'yirushalmi b'chein masme. If they mishek to you, gabi hode koma halacha kedivrei hametel beirut, that if there's a machlokas and luchas eirut, then the luchas like the make. Apopo ama itzur. Sal kedai tachamina, I would think, hanimil eruvi chatzeirut. Tavke eruvi chatzeirut, avol beiruvi tchumeim aloi. We also fasten. So we see that Eruv Tchumim is more chomer than Eruv Chatzeres. This is the lumbus. Eruv Tchumim is a smach to minakor. Umiikorayim beforish Rabbeinu Tam. But the beginning of Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is very sosim. Kan be Eruv Tchumim, kan be Eruv Chatzeres. We don't know which is osim, which is mutam. From the beginning, Rabbeinu Tam learned differently. The Eruv Chatzeres chamiri tvei. Eruvi Chatzeres is more chomel than Eruvi Tchumim. Why? Because we see what the Eruv has to be made out of. Eruvi Chatzeres dein ma'alvin ela bepas. Only a pas is permissible to make an Eruv. To the Master of Perek Hador, b'chaloi. Ava be'eruvi Tchumim ma'alvin b'chol davo chutz mimayim ha'melech. Any type of food, even though it doesn't have the shivis of pas, it's also permissible to make Eruvi Tchumim. So the Rabbeinu Tam first was under the impression that Eruvi Tchumim is less chomel than Eruvi Chatzeres, since Ma'avim Becholdov. The Einir, so Taisa says that's wrong. The Ramei Yisroi the Tchumim Be'eraisa Be'eraisa Be'kol Ma'avim. For Lahochi Yisroi Ba'ado the Eruvi Chatzeres Be'pas Be'eruvi Tchumim Ma'avim Becholdov. Le'ashkan the pligi Rameye, Astam Mishnah the Bechol Ma'arvin. You see from Rameye, even though Rameye holds it at the Reis, but that's Ma'arvin Bechol Dov. Ah, it's Taka Ha'ore, Why is it that a Rubik of Teres is the path and a Rubik of Tchumim is Bechol Dova? The time of the Mekilu of Tchumim, the Loi Boi Path, Mishum Bein Alv and Elv and Zval Mitzvah. Since the Loch of the Path and one only is permitted to make a Rubik of Tchumim with Zval Mitzvah, so since there's a Zval Mitzvah, that's why we make it as Ma'alv and Bechol Dova. Ba'amah Rove, now a new member of Rove, Amru Loi Shnai, two people went over to a third person. And they told them as follows, say, va'arev oleinu. Make an eire for us. So the Rashi learned, started speaking about eruv etchumen. La'echot irev olo v'boidyoy. But for one person he made the eire of v'boidyoy. La'echot irev olo v'bein ha'shemoshe. And to the second person, he made the eire of v'bein ha'shemoshe. Let us say, for practical purposes, that Bein HaShemoshes started 6:30. So one person he put down the Erev of a quarter after 6, and the other person he put down the Erev 6:35. Now, this person that he made the Erev, he put it down a quarter after 6. Nechol Eruvei Bein HaShemoshes. So the Erev was eaten up 6:35. Someone went and ate up the Erev. The one that he put it down 6:35, that was eaten up at night. Well, see, his Erev didn't have to be eaten up. So now, l'chayre, there's a tarti disaster. What is 6:35? Is 6:35 day or night? If 6:35 is day, we'll assume that it's day. So the first one was not kainish shvita with his Erev, because it was eaten up, 6:35 was still day. If 6:35 is night already, so the second one wasn't kainish shvita. And here it says, shneim kon eiris. Both of them are kainish eiris. Which is mamish atalti desas. In fact, the gemara mamim says, I bein ha-shemoshes yimomahu. If bein ha-shemoshes is day, is bas relifne. So that the second one, 6:35, when it was put down yet till still day. It was eaten up midoyjay. The Erev has to be there. The chilas knitzes hayyalayla. The Bein HaShemoshes Leil Yehu. If Bein HaShemoshes is night, is kamalikni, vasaloylikni. And for the Gemara, Bein HaShemoshes Sveiko, is Sveiko the Rabbono Likud. Since we hold him, the Ruvi Tchumim is the Rabbono, so we can task him each one to the Mut. Let us see Rashi. Bein HaShemoshes Koine Eiris, the Kinyan Eiris Bein HaShemoshes, Shul Tchilas Kedushas Hayoyim, that is when the day starts. Nechav, Sh'och Lei Tela Vayoda, Sh'idab Olu Meboidyay, Menich Eiris L'Soif HaTchum Meboidyay. We put down the Eiris was Meboidyay, quarter after 6, Lehispik Lahach Shech Mamit HaShenechol Bein HaShemoshes. It's eaten up at 6:35. Shneim Koine Eiris. Lagabi Hayishen Echol Bein HaShemoshes, Lagabi the person. Who is that? It was eaten by Bein HaShemoshes, Mashvin Uwe Lelya. We say, we will assume that 6:30 already was Laila. So Memeila, so it was the Tchilas Knesset of Laila and Erev there. Famrini Kvaki Dishayoyim, Bo'oi Da Erev Kayim. So 6:30 the Erev was still Kayim, so he was Kayim Shvisa there. The Kon Erev. The halachic Rabbi Yosi, the Omer Beirav and Sofek Erev Kosher. We pass in like Rabbi Yosi that Sofek Erev was kosher. That means Rashi means to say, even though we just said one is not permitted to make an Erev Bein HaShemoshes, that was we said the Rasta, but if it was made, then the other is kosher. The Gabi Dahai Shenu Hunachalo Bein HaShemoshes, Veniskai Matzach Sheikh, Meshvinu Lo Bein HaShemoshes, Yemona, Adayin Likidish Hayom Shehuna. By the second person who just put down 6:35, we'll assume that 6:35 is still young. Nimsa show you Sham Kvar Bishas Kniyas Eirev. So it was there, Bishas, the time the Eirev had to be kind of Eirev was there. So the Gemara asked, Basra Likni, Zeshe Hunach Olav Bein HaShemoshay, if it's young, so Basra Likni, Kam Oloi Likni, Shnei Nechom Iboi Yoyim. Hori Gartinan, Sveika de Rabbonim. Kleima, Hamilsa de Misapkalon, this whole Sophic, Ibein HaShemoshes, 6:35. your mama oilel ya, the milsa the rabbanon is flowon. The whole thing, the whole suffix is a suffix in a milsa the rabbanon. They will be coming the rabbanon. Or snake the rabbanon with cooler. The Ramban is ma'oirel, a very interesting ka'or on this halacha. Now we have here one person put down both eiravim. So l'chayre, the Ramban asks, this should be doimah to the halacha of shnei shvilim. The halacha is if two people go on two paths, one of the paths is tami, one of the paths are toyer. We do not know which path is tami, which path is toyer, so the halacha is as follows. So if each one went, we have path A and path B. Reuven went on path A. So Sofik, if there's a mace on path A or path B, he went on path A, and Reuven comes to Rav and asks a shayla, I went on path A, am I toyer or tami? So the Rav tells him, you're toyer. Sofik, Sofik, Kumabush, Sarab, and Sveik, you're toyer, Shalom, Kaskastar, you're toyer. 5 minutes later, the Rav gets a knock on his door, Shimon comes in, he went on path B, is he toyer or tami? The Rav tells him, you're toyer. So the whole mazel is if he comes 5 minutes later like Esav came by Yaakov. But if later they come together and they come together and he says I went on path A and he says I went on path B, and but the Rav Shokel says later, he tells them you're both coming. So the din is that even though each shayla, the etzem, is not negeya, each shayla is not negeya the other one, and on each shayla l'cheira we have a psak of Sofik Tumah B'Shus Harab Mesmekei Toyah. But if they both come together, you can't tell two people they're toyer when one is zichet tomeh. So, kozman, each one comes separately, so it's only negeya you. So I can pass in your toyer. But when both come together, and I know when these two, one of them is zichet tomeh, I cannot pass in both of them. Direct the Ramban, here the shliach put down these two eirim, and he comes to the Rav. And he tells the Rav the story. This I put down 6:15, it was eaten 6:35. And this was put down 6:35. And the Rav says, Shneim Konu. So the Ramban says, there's a difference between Sofik Terabonon and Sofik Tumah B'Shus Harab. The Lomdus is, they bring down the Mishnah note, because this whole Chumre of the Basachas is also only a Chumre Terabonon. Because that's Mahilo, when they come together, they're still two different, the two separate Shailas. One Shaila is not dependent on the other Shaila. When both of them ask the Rav, they're asking two different shailas. On him the Rav can pass kentoy, on him the Rav can pass kentoy. But since they come together, so we pass kentoy. So that's dafke by a shaila na the reise, you have a heter of Sofik Tumah B'Shus Harab, so then we are machna. But a shaila na the rabbonon, since the whole thing is only in the game, we come to the rabbonon, so to look, boba basachas, it is toy. It is, the eidem is kind of by both. Let us see Taisvis, Nechel Eilubi Mishach Sheikha, Lav Davke. Well, it didn't lay Nechel. The Shaila was not that it was Nechel later. The Shaila was put down 6:35. Shneiem Kalno Eire. Peirish Bekuntris, the Rabba Eiri, Behuvi Tchumim. Chemash Meloshin Tei. Told them, so. The Orek, the Avopi, the Sofik, Chasheikha, Eima Alvin, Behuvi Tchumim. That's we just learned that. Hani milu lechatchila, but the end of kosher, Rabbi Yosi, the Omar, Sofik Eid of kosher. The kosher l'Rashbe, so the Rashbe asks on Rashi, the Rabbi Yosi, Leslie Hossam, Gabi nofal olav galo, in Yisra, for Yitzchume, the Nitzme, Sofik Eid of kosher. It is not true. Elo mishum chazoke, to the sign Yehossam behedi. Rabbi Yosi only paskin Sofik Eid of kosher if he had a birur of chazoke. Keitzad Omar Rabbi Yosi, Sofik Eid of kosher, that's when there's a chazok amud. What's the case? For example, the case was that a person put down a eirid and it got burnt. And I don't know when it got burnt. Did it get burnt mi bo'id yoim or did it get burnt later? So on this topic we have a bit of chazokah. Chazokah tells us that kozman, I'm not aware of a change. I can assume that a change did not occur. So memele, let's say it was put down 6:15 and I'm clearing. Did it burn 7:15 or did it burn 6:17? I don't know when it burnt. I came there 7:15. I saw it burnt already. So when did it burn? So I have a birur of chazokah. Chazokah tells me that kol zman you're not aware of a change. One can assume a change didn't occur. So I can assume that 7:14 it wasn't burnt yet. So it's not burning 7:15. So there, when then you have a birur of chazokah.
then you say, Safik Eirat Kosher. But if you don't have a Bira of Chazakah, and Tamas Oymi Safik, then you have to be Machma. And why are you talking Machma by Safik Eirat? Because the Sfasemis is a very Gishmak Svori. He says, by a Safik Eirat, let's say an Eirat was put down, in this area, and he puts the Eirat to the west side, he puts it 2,000 mil away. Now, it's a Safik. Is a Safik I'm allowed to go another 2,000 mil? Safik I'm not allowed to go. You're going to be a smart guy and say, no, Safik, the Rabbona Lakula. You go another 2,000 mil. Then he's going to ask his Rav, listen, can I go maybe from to the east side 2,000 mil? It's a Safik, because the Eidah was Tainan. Maybe the Eidah wasn't Tainan. So let me go to the east side also 2,000 mil. Let's also say Safik, the Rabbona Lakula. So by this person, you're going to pass in Ois, Talti Desasri. I mean, what's the difference to the east side or the west side? So Mamela, we can't get into this blotter. So Al Safik by Eidah Tchumim, we cannot be Mekel. Because you have to be consistent. So Mamela, that's Tosfos Kasha Am Rashi. Al the Safik Yehochik, She Nichol Bein Hashmoshe. I Nechol Bein Hashmoshe. Here I know exactly what happened. So you're going to say, Misafik, it is Koina. Maybe Misafik, it wasn't Koina. Let him be permitted to go the other side. Loi Masha. We're speaking about Nani Ruvi Tchumim and Ruvi Tchateres. What's the Vitei? Ashkenami Balad Chutzli Il Koma. Let's go out of the city. Tzei is Cheolonu Pei Alim, which can mean in the city also. So it means Tzei, go Ugvah, Tzei, go to the Yerim of the Chotzer, and one Ein the Eire from them.